Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, good to have you aboard with us. Thank you very much, PJ Elliott, for the latest sports flash.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, man.
He's not in a suit, but he looks great.
No, he's not.
Rocking the Under Armour.
Until he starts taking it off because it'll get nuclear hot in there. Like, I took off my, what do you call these things? Like a pullover kind of fleece
jacket type things
because it started to get hot in here. You said it's freezing in here. So you have your winter jacket.
And I'm cold.
I'm hot. You're cold.
Okay, next break we can prop the door.
No, it's okay.
Open.
It's all right. It's okay. I just get a little, heated up whenever we start doing the radio. And what was our word last week?
Lather.
We get
you get
all
a good lather
up,
going.
Right? You get a good lather going. And, you know, especially when we start talking about Colin
That's a
Kaepernick.
Good thing. I mean, the phone lines.
They are getting all lathered up
right?
on a Friday night, right? Normally, nobody cares about anything around here. So we'll see what happens until 10 o'clock right here on thefanandradio.com, 800-636-1067. Very simply, we'll keep it as simple as we can. We'll get into what I think is a perfect spot for Colin Kaepernick if he truly wants to be a quarterback in the NFL, which I'm not convinced in any way, shape, or form that he does. And if this paves the way for him to come back to the NFL, which I believe at least it gives him his best chance to do so, but I don't even know if it's absolutely going to do that. We'll do that later on this hour, but we continue to get your reaction on whether or not simply Colin Kaepernick is a sellout.
Well, we also want to know approximately how much you think he settled for, too.
Yeah, because I think that's important. I mean, there's speculation on the high end, 60 to 80. I doubt it's lower than that. You think it's about that?
Yeah, I
See,
doubt
I don't
it's
think
much
it's that high.
Okay.
I mean, like, for the NFL, and I know they have more money than they know what to do with. For the NFL, even though it's a confidential settlement, to settle for 60 to 80 million, they know if somehow, some way that leaked.
Then why was he asking 20?
Egregiously
why
bad.
Was he asking the AAF for 20?
Well, because I think he thinks he's way above the AAF. I think he's like,
well, of course he does.
You know, like, I think he thinks he's way above being a backup quarterback, too. Now, he might have been willing to do it for Russell Wilson in Seattle. But I guarantee you, if the Washington Redskins called him tomorrow, and offered him a one-year veteran minimum deal, like they did essentially to Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson, he would stick the double middle finger up.
Right.
At them.
Right.
Do you find that ludicrous or do you agree with that?
I actually hadn't thought about it, but maybe.
I think he would. I don't know that for sure, but that's the kind of sense
time,
that I have.
I just thought he doesn't even want to play anymore.
He says he does.
I know, but his cronies in the media say he does. I'm not sure he actually does. That was just my hunch.
I think he wants to play in the perfect situation, in the right situation. So I've cooked up the right situation.
I think that door has closed, but
I don't know if it absolutely has.
Okay, so
I'm
going to
get to that later.
But we need to get to your
yes,
calls.
Absolutely. Let's do it. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's get to Tyrone in D.C. on the Fan. Tyrone, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on, Tyrone?
Hi, Tyrone.
First things first. No, he's not a sellout. Not at all. And truth be told, I don't even know where you think you guys get the position to call him a sellout.
Well,
he's saying that it's called an opinion because he took money from people who wronged him, and which they did. He stood up against something to dare for, and he didn't get a job. Of course it was collusion.
Right, he stood
of
up, he, but he stood, then, he, hang on a second, he stood up for something that had nothing to do with the NFL first, right? And but he did
it.
He did it at an NFL game, which then dragged in the NFL, and then clearly the NFL, whether it was verbally or stupidly via email or text or written correspondence or whatever, apparently, we don't 100% know this, but logic tells you that in some way, shape, or form, a team, multiple teams, or the entire league colluded against him.
No, he was not a sellout.
Well, are you just going to ignore what I said? Or
no. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Because I'm trying to make sure I get all my thoughts together so I don't hold up your other callers.
Okay.
When it comes to finances, okay, he was wronged by an industry that kept him from employment for 2 years. Yes, he should have took the money. Yes, he should have took the money. And then I want to get to a comment the Hulk said. You said, you don't even know why he's doing this. So you never heard of Tamar Rice? You didn't hear Tamar Rice's name? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have.
See, the thing is, it's not that you don't know why he's doing it. It's because it's dead black children and you don't care. So let's make sure that we
that
have
is not true at all.
Terminology.
Where are you coming
let's
up
make
with
sure
that?
We have the correct terminology. Because you know exactly why Colin Kaepernick was doing it. Do not.
That's exactly why I was alluding to the fact he settled is going against his crusade about police brutality. I was in favor of that.
Like crusade to cheapen it. So it's a crusade, and he just wanted to be a martyr. That doesn't even make any sense.
I never said that, dude. I never said that he wanted to be a martyr ever.
I used the martyr term. I mean, it's been his. I mean, it's been his platform. I mean, he literally.
That's so funny coming from people who are not affected by these problems to say that the people who are affecting people by these problems to say, oh,
Tyrone,
he's just doing this for that.
Nobody has criticized him. Nobody has criticized him for standing up for what he believed in and for taking up a noble and just.
We need to play the Larry Johnson clip.
And I
hope Tyrone hears it.
Right. Yes. But nobody has criticized him for the original thought of, hey, you know what? We'd like to eliminate and eradicate police brutality and social and racial injustice. There is not a soul alive on planet Earth, I think, that has said Colin Kaepernick's a bad dude or wrong for believing in that, right?
And that was not my opinion at all.
Absolutely. In any way, shape, or form, is that your opinion or mine or anyone's reasonable, okay? However, the notion that he did everything right in this and just expects to walk on water because he's Colin freaking Kaepernick is not correct. The NFL had a right to say, no, you know what? We don't want that in our building. Now, what they shouldn't have done and what they don't have a right to do is for a league in a collectively bargained sport, a 32-team league, is to exchange written, verbal, or electronic correspondence saying, no, you can't. Don't do this. You can't do that. It's not allowed. You'll be the scorn of everyone's eye if you. That's what they can't do. But they had every right on an individual level to say, you know what? That's not for us. We don't want that in our building. We don't want that as our employee. We don't want that as our quarterback. If somebody wants to go do that, let them go do that on their own time. We don't have to employ that. We don't have to bring that into our building. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Sorry if that's naive. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Let's go to our next caller.
Let's do it. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Andre in D.C. on the fan. Andre, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. I think you guys are going to be taking a task on this topic a little bit tonight because, the second caller, I think his name was Justin, said the two things have nothing to do with each other. Mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick taking the knee to protest police brutality or shooting of unarmed black men is why he took the knee. He sued the NFL because the NFL, because of his protest, colluded that teams couldn't hire him so he couldn't work. So those are two very different topics. And so what's the end game of suing them? The end game of suing them is either you let me play or you repair my wrongs that came to me because you wouldn't let me pay. So there's the only end game for suing is money. And so the thing about saying that he did that in the NFL and the NFL has nothing to do with police brutality, that's true. The NFL also has nothing to do with breast cancer. But we allow the players to wear pink and we got pink ribbons throughout the league in October.
That's a fair point.
Right, but they also align themselves with the Players Coalition,
I understand, but what I'm saying is Colin Kaepernick took a stand for something mm-hmm. that he believed in.
Yes.
And he was penalized
Which he has every right to do.
And he was penalized for it. Mm-hmm. And so now today, the NFL says, okay, we were wrong.
That's fine.
Here's your...
But Andre, it's responsible of us to ask the question, right? Because there are a lot of people that believe that Colin Kaepernick would never settle, would never take the money, and
because he wasn't about the money, he was more about the mission. Is the point?
But this But the thing is that's selling out would be saying, just like when Baltimore or Seattle brought him in to interview to see if they would sign him. I believe it was reported, you know, people asked him about taking the knee. If you were signed here, would you take a knee? Selling out would be saying, okay, I'll come back. I won't take a knee if you let me play.
Well, there was that report. I remember Adam Schefter, after he missed the first year, Adam Schefter reported, who we had on as a guest a couple of weeks ago, Colin Kaepernick had agreed or had decided not to take a knee if he were to be able to get a job in that year too. Meaning last year.
I think you misremembering.
That's
an example of selling out. But taking the settlement that you sued them in the first place, because you were wrong monetarily. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're suing them. So it's
right, and I get that part. I guess my point is he was trying to, you know, raise awareness about the civil rights, the police brutality, and by signing and taking the settlement, he can no longer talk about that, and it's almost like the NFL is winning. And that was my point, because now he can't raise awareness about this like he used to.
I wonder if
he
still
take a stand like he used to.
I wonder if he still can.
But I think if he donates that money, it would make what he does with that money would go a long way in changing at least my thought process, that now it's kind of looking like you just wanted the money, which I get, because he was no longer allowed to play because he took a knee, because he was taking a stand about police brutality.
Right.
That's not right. Most of us would probably do the same thing. But my thing is, if you're going to raise it, you got to keep going down the path. And if now you got to like kind of be like, all right, I can't talk about it anymore. I got my money.
Well, it's not like he was doing a lot of talking to begin with. But
because he probably couldn't.
Right. But if his platform is still to raise awareness for social injustice and police brutality, he can still do that without talking about the settlement, I believe. Also, he can still play. He can play in the AAF, as far as we know. He can play in the NFL, as far as we know, right? I can't imagine that he settled on a deal that precluded him from playing in the NFL.
But the other thing, and why his settlement should be high, in my opinion, is because of what you were talking about. Even if he is good at playing quarterback in the NFL and teams do want him, there is that underlying issue that nobody wants to talk about, that the overall distraction of the first team who signs him, it's going to be huge. And therefore, that goes into the collusion part, because he can't really play anymore. Let's face it. Nobody wants to touch that situation.
Well, we don't know if he can play.
And that is up for debate.
There is considerable question. And if there's even a small question, I'm not dealing with it. That's why I've always had the stance that I am. All right, we're way late for a break, so we'll come back and get more of your calls in. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Toll-free number right here on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Aaron Hawksworth, I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard. Phone lines are jammed, so just be patient. We will get to you as soon as we possibly can, and we'll go through them as quickly as we can on the Fan. All right, good to have you aboard with us. Before we get right back to the calls, and we have a ton of them, so just be patient. We'll get to as many of you guys as we possibly can, if not all, at 800-636-1067, along with Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Russell. Larry Johnson, former Pro Bowl running back, played with the Washington Redskins. I covered him here in 2010 with Mike Shanahan in Shanahan's first year. Larry Johnson said this via TMZ earlier today. Listen to this.
And I felt like that was a waste of time. He did all of this. He had all these fans, you know, all these young black kids who really didn't grow up with parents that were in the activism like my parents did. My parents grew up in around that 60s, 70s era in Virginia and North Carolina. So I know what I'm talking about. I felt that from my generation. He don't have a generation. He don't know where his father come from. He don't know any of this stuff. And guy, he was leading kids down this road where this is what you have to do. You put on your sweat, you grow your afro out, you take a stand, and then only to get to that point where you had him on the ropes just to say, okay, well, I'll sign this deal, stay in collusion. I don't want to accept the $20 million. Now, mind you, if you love football, and much as I love football, I would play for free just to go in that Lions league. But you turn down a $20 million deal just to sign a deal with the NFL so they can again wash it under the rug and say, hey, okay, thank you for not exposing us like you could have. Now we're gonna give you a present, a reward for your cooperation. I think to me it was a waste of time, and they took a lot of people, a lot of young kids down the wrong hole by selling out your message.
All right, so he doesn't say he sold out, but he said it was a waste of time by selling out your message, right? So that's the nuts and bolts of what Larry Johnson, a former very successful NFL running back, said via TMZ. We watched the video. You found it, Aaron. He was in his car. It was kind of weird, right? PJ cut it up. There was, I think, more to it, but the bottom line is,
if you go to TMZ.com right now, it's the
exactly.
top story on
so
there.
So we can add that to the layer here that essentially Larry Johnson thinks Colin Kaepernick sold out. A lot of people are going to strongly disagree with that. A lot of people are mad
His
at us.
His stance is Larry Johnson, he went off in the car on this video that you can see on TMZ saying that a true civil rights leader like right. MLK would have fought the NFL to the bitter end instead of taking a settlement money from the quote-unquote oppressor, is what he said.
Right.
So that was, he basically, his point is, and what I think we were both trying to make earlier, is that the NFL's money to Colin Kaepernick is dirty because they're the oppressor. They're the ones taking him down.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, it shouldn't have been good money to him.
Yeah.
Whereas the AAF, he could have done that or something else or, you know, kept fighting.
Unless he spins it again as I took the money to help out all of these charitable organizations. And that's the way I think he needs to spend.
And to help bring about change
yes.
when it comes to police brutality
Absolutely.
To end this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's get back to the calls. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on the fan. Chris, are you done arguing with me about Kirk Cousins?
Okay, first of all, Chris, you just have to be... You got to be not so sensitive on Twitter and know when I'm
know,
you,
Chris.
Okay?
I'm getting my brains beat in by everybody who wants an answer immediately. These things are complicated. They take time.
Also, I'm glad that you didn't make it sexual tonight until about a half hour in with Aaron.
What did he say? I didn't hear that.
That you didn't do anything sexual on the air until like 30 minutes.
Listen. I am not as polluted in the brain as you all think I am.
Well, this is what I want to say.
I'm not going to say anything more than that. I am not as polluted in the brain as you think I am.
I just admit that Aaron makes you a little uncomfortable. That's okay. I think that I 100% agree with what Larry Johnson said. It's going to take voices like him to say it. No one's going to respect me, a white guy, middle-aged white guy, what I have to say about Colin Kaepernick. But this is the thing. Kaepernick, the only people that won here are Kaepernick because his bank account got fatter. The NFL won because they'll have a day in public court where a judge could ultimately rule that, yes, they did collude against Colin Kaepernick and you owe him money. Okay, so they're not admitting guilt. They're essentially buying Kaepernick's silence, and he agreed to that transaction. Now, he can go out and keep fighting for social justice and so on, but he can't talk about his dealings with the NFL. And furthermore, let's not forget that the NFL successfully eliminated protest in their sport. They said, you cannot protest on the field, you cannot take these issues, and if you do, we're going to ban you, blackball you from the league. That hasn't changed. Do you think another player could start doing this right now without feeling the same repercussions?
No,
what has Kaepernick ultimately achieved? First, he scammed some money out of Nike.
Right.
Okay. He got a big paycheck from the NFL, and he's
hurting
of people on the internet into believing that he's the second coming of Muhammad Ali.
No. Listen, Chris, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, I think Colin Kaepernick did a very worthwhile thing. I think anytime you try and fix a wrong, police brutality, social injustice, what he was fighting for, I think he did a good thing. Do I agree with the method that he chose to do it? protesting the national anthem? No.
I don't have a problem
with it. Okay, you don't?
No.
It bothered me, okay? But I'm willing to even look past. I really didn't like the whole Castro shirt and the police pig socks and all that stuff. Whatever. But the point of the matter is, the reason why the NFL got involved here and the reason why he hasn't played in the NFL is because he did it without using his profile as Colin Kaepernick to raise awareness and to raise money and to talk about it any chance he got. He used the national anthem and he used his stature and his platform as a starting quarterback in the NFL as the platform to raise awareness for it.
It would have been a better thing if he did it outside of the actual NFL football game.
Play football. Use who you are as Colin Kaepernick. Well, even, again, Tommy Lavero and Andy Pollin talked about this. You know this. We're all scurrying around a locker room looking for anybody to say anything of any substance Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. If you're Colin Kaepernick, say, guys, look, once a week, I'm going to hold court, and I'm going to talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. You want to meet me? I'm going to meet you on the stairs right outside. You don't think 15 reporters are going to be there?
Yeah.
Of course they are. Mm-hmm. You don't think by talking about it constantly, you're not going to raise awareness and money and issues and buzz for it? Of course you are. But he did choose the path that he did. He didn't choose to be blackballed from the NFL. He didn't choose to be colluded against the NFL. But he did choose the platform to enact his protest that he did. That's what I believe. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. All right, I'll tell you what. We've got to shorten up our kind of interaction here. I apologize. On my end, we wanted to get you Larry Johnson, and then we'll continue to get your reaction on the phones. We'll do this for a little while longer, and then we're going to move on to some other stuff because, you know, listen,
there's some Bryce Harper action out there on social media.
Yeah, and we just got to talk about other stuff because otherwise it's just, you know, it just basically turns into a race political war, and that's probably not progressive or good for anybody. 800-636-1067, though, we can continue to take your calls for another little while right here on The Fan. PJ's got the latest sports flash here on Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. All right, good to have you aboard with us. It is Overtime. We'll do some more of your phone calls here, but eventually we're going to cut this off, guys, just because, again, nobody's going to agree to agree, and everybody feels very passionately about this one way or the other. Aaron and I, just to be clear, some people are accusing us of being something that we never said, and this I hate this about sports talk radio and about our media. I'm dealing with some of this with Bryce Harper and all that, is people twist and hear what they want to hear. Neither of us in any way, shape, or form said Colin Kaepernick was wrong for doing his or for believing in his cause and for protesting what he chose to protest.
I do agree with the people who pointed out there's two separate things.
Right.
Because
yes, that's fair.
The collusion and the labor part of it.
Right. But I would say the protest, because it happened in NFL games, directly led to the collusion and the settlement.
So it makes it all very complicated.
Well, everything in life is complicated, right? The Bryce Harper situation is very complicated. Negotiating out a contract of this magnitude and a decision of this magnitude is very complicated. The Colin Kaepernick situation is very complicated. I mean, it's all very complicated. By the way, before we run out of time and forget about it, I think the perfect spot for Colin Kaepernick, if he's going to land anywhere, is the Carolina Panthers.
Mm.
Why? Number one, Eric Reed is there. They signed him, and then they just extended him. Number one, that's his running buddy. Number two, the owner there, the new owner, is said to be very progressive, very open-minded. Again, clearly, he signed Eric Reed when nobody else would.
Right.
Right? Number three, Cam Newton had major shoulder surgery. There is no guarantee, as we found out with Andrew Luck. As we found out with Andrew Luck, there is no guarantee that Cam Newton is going to be ready for week 1, week 2, week 7, week 8, week 10, or at all next year. The perfect spot.
That's a great idea.
For Colin Kaepernick would be to go to the Carolina Panthers. The perfect spot.
I would love to see him play again in the NFL.
I'd like to see him play again, too, just to find out if he really is any good, because I don't know. The answer to that is I don't know. I truly don't know. And I was the biggest Colin Kaepernick honk in the world. I mean, I was the biggest Colin Kaepernick fan coming out of Nevada in the world. I begged the Redskins to take him, and they just wouldn't even listen.
The only problem, when he was having a success, growing up in Seattle, obviously same division, little.
Understand.
But I would love to see him succeed.
Let's get back to the calls right here on The Fan. Let's get to Darren in Arlington on The Fan. Darren, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks
a lot.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for the thoughtful discussion on this topic.
Yeah, thank you.
Just two quick points. The first point would be, I wouldn't necessarily assume that the NFL is kind of, in essence, admitting that they colluded. There's a lot of reasons why they may have settled this case, just from a PR perspective, costs, et cetera. But I would admit from an optical perspective, it doesn't look good for them.
Right. You know how it's going to be spun. We have to all be very careful to say the NFL is not admitting guilt here. They are not admitting that they colluded. They are simply settling, like you said, for many different reasons.
Well, he also filed a grievance.
Yes.
And usually that's because you're losing money and you're trying to get your money back that you were owed.
Yes. So,
right?
So that's why he wants to get paid.
Exactly.
And that's why he settles for whatever he settles for. But the NFL is settling because, to Darren's point, and I think others have made this point as well, whether they did or they didn't, and most people believe that they did, they have a lot to lose by evidence getting out, written, electronic, verbal, video, whatever evidence that could make each individual team or individual teams and owners and management look really, really, really bad if they have smoking gun type evidence. That's why you settle, right?
I wouldn't necessarily assume there's any type of smoking gun thing, but I agree. Something could come out that doesn't look right and could be manipulated in a way to not make the NFL look good. So you just want to get this headache off the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the second point would be, look, I'm not necessarily the biggest Colin Kaepernick fan, but I wouldn't call him a sellout here, because I think people have made this point, I think if you look at what he's trying to achieve in this case, the best outcome was try to get as much money as possible, because then the money can therefore be used to try to achieve his social objectives. So this kind of idea, conflating the case, the collusion case, with what he's trying to do with kneeling, is kind of a mistake. It's important to draw the distinction between the two.
Fair point. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it. Good call. Again, we said from the get-go, if he uses this money for all of the charitable endeavors that he has been doing all along, right, nobody is going to have a problem with it. Everybody is going to say, see, that's why he settled. But until we know that, people are going to speculate. Again, we have to be careful. People are going to speculate that he sold out. People are going to think he was in it for the wrong reasons, that the NFL had dirty money, did him wrong, and he's taking that money, and that was more important than his social cause. And that's where that's where I think people are having a problem with something that we said, is that we're saying by taking that money, essentially it overrides what. And Larry Johnson said it as well, that he, by taking that money, he's diffusing or ruining his platform and his efforts. Right? Is that fair?
I just think, I don't know if I can really make that decision right now. You know, I think we need to see what he does after this.
Yeah.
I think I need to see what he does
after this
because I do, I unlike you, I don't really have a problem with what he did on the field. I just hope that he continues down this path and doesn't just take this money and it all kind of disappears, is my point.
I would agree with that. Let's get to Andre in Manassas on The Fan. Andre, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well. First of all, you know, it's great to be an American, because only in America could somebody get money and people say you're an idiot for taking the money. First of all, this is Larry Johnson. I don't know who he is, but the mere fact that he said he doesn't even know his father, it lost all credibility to me on that one. You shouldn't have gone there.
Wow.
I mean, you know who Larry Johnson is. Come on.
It doesn't. I'm just saying that when he said that Colin Kaepernick doesn't even know who his dad is, then
I thought you said Larry Johnson said he didn't know who his own dad is.
I don't know.
You can't be mad at that. Like,
I don't know what he was talking about with that. But
I mean, he was clearly going off, and maybe not.
I would also say this. In the beginning of your break, when you guys came out from break, I was actually laughing a little bit because you're trying to explain yourself. And I'm like, this is exactly the same thing Colin Kaepernick had to issue. No one's listening. I miss just maybe the idiocracy of sports fans. But, you know, this whole thing with Kaepernick has been going on for years. And, you know, I'm personally sick of this fake outrage when it comes to folks, when it comes to Kaepernick. I mean, people are mad. He disrespected the flag or whatever. But yet people are walking around the flag in bathing suits. Or people are mad, you know, he didn't respect the national anthem. But yet you got 40-year-old girl. Man who can't even sing the national anthem word for word if they don't have like a video prompt in front of you or you know, lead singer singing. So
or there's people texting and stuff during the national anthem.
Yeah, exactly.
During sporting events, it's like, okay, if you can't even stop what you're doing and listen, then that's disrespectful too.
And the last but not least, it's very the hypocrisy in that, you know, the whole reason folks didn't sign Kaepernick, oh, he'd be too much of a distraction. Don't bring him, it's too much this. Okay, fair enough. You said, you know, don't bring him to your squad. Now all of a sudden he gets awarded money and you're pissed off he got the money. It's like, listen, you should have kept him out shut. Then he could have come play the game and then he wouldn't be giving this money.
I'm happy he got paid the money. No, I hope he continues down this path now that he has it, is my point.
Also,
I hope he uses his platform and everything to continue it to raise awareness and end police brutality.
Exactly. And my last point is, at the end of the day, we don't know how much money was given. Everyone's expecting $20 million, $40 million. But like you were saying the entire time, NFL got billions of dollars in his pocket. Kaepernick's not a dumb dude. If this guy got $120, $130 million, we don't know. You mean to say, no, you shouldn't take the $130, $140 million? I mean, again, we don't know how much money he accepted. And it could be that high. That's a good point.
We are in a different day and age, and who is to say that maybe some of the civil rights activists years ago would have done the same thing? I think Larry Johnson's point is he was trying to make that they would not have taken money from the quote-unquote oppressor is what he said, but times have changed. I don't know what I would have done either.
Times have changed.
Someone says, here's $120 million. I'm not immediately going to be like, oh, no. Like, please just keep it.
Well, we found out that money is power, right? I mean, money gives you power to do things.
And
that
goes back to my point.
Yes.
Now that he has the money and the power, please continue down this path so we can end police brutality in this country, in this world overall. This was your initial mission. Let's continue to do that.
All right. Let's get to Eddie in Centerville on the fan. Eddie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's up, Eddie?
No, I was just wondering about the situation where Chris Russell earlier talked about how a franchise can't or shouldn't hire someone like Kaepernick and that you believe that it's okay to do that because that's an elitist type of thinking.
How is that an elitist type of thinking?
Because when you have a franchise, whether it be a lemonade stand or a multi-billion dollar industry, if you are choosing not to hire someone because of their beliefs, then that is wrong.
No,
you're saying it's right.
Okay. I'm not saying they're making a choice to hire him or not hire him in this case because of his beliefs. There is no doubt that his beliefs and the way he protested really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And that's NFL owners and NFL executives and a lot of Americans, right? We can all agree on that. Whether you agree or disagree with the way he did it, that's one issue. What I'm saying is, as an NFL team, what they are making the choice of is that Colin Kaepernick, the football player, the talent, the skill set at quarterback is not worth the circus and the zoo you are bringing into your building, especially at the quarterback position, which is not left guard and not safety. Yes.
Can I ask, didn't he go to the Super Bowl?
Yes, he also stunk after that.
Right, but
he got benched for Blaine Gabbert. He got benched for Blaine Gabbert.
He also took Alex Smith's job. So what I'm saying is there's tape on him. So you said that you don't know how.
There's good tape on Robert Griffin III.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. Yeah, 2012 existed. I covered it.
He ran. He didn't throw the ball.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Goodbye. I mean, are
be
we
nice
serious?
To Eddie.
I mean, yes, he ran a
lot. I think there is good tape on Kaepernick, but it was also a while ago, so
yes.
We don't know what he's going to look like now.
No,
but again, I am all for him coming back, and I want to see him play on an NFL team.
I would point out his last year under Jim Tomsula, of all things, right, the Redskins defensive line coach, he had, I think, 15 touchdown passes and 4 interceptions. His completion rate was like 59%. Most quarterbacks in today's NFL, and that was only, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago, I guess it was now? 3 years ago, whatever it was. 3 years ago. Most quarterbacks in the NFL now are between 65 and 69% in terms of completion percentage. Colin Kaepernick was below 60%. And he was.
And how many other ones are below 60%?
Not many. Not many. There's not a lot. I mean, there's a few guys that are not good.
I mean, Lamar Jackson has a long way to go.
I mean, nobody thinks he's a good passing quarterback.
Right.
That's
he needs to work on that. Right. I'd have to think it's got to be around 59%.
Exactly. 800-636-1067. We will. We'll finish up with the calls. And then after 8 o'clock, we're just going to move on. We're going to talk about Bryce Harper, and we have a million other things to get to that we have to do. Sorry, we just have to kind of put an end to this because we can take calls all night long on this. But I hope you guys understand. And certainly, I'll be on Sunday.
I'm
sure I'll be talking about this.
Thank you so much for your opinion and weighing in
as well.
On this topic.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not an easy topic.
We appreciate the passion. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, we don't always agree. We're not going to agree. I mean, especially when you're dealing with racial issues and like collusion in this particular case and holding one's beliefs against somebody and holding them down and kind of derailing their career and all that. I mean, there's, like you said earlier, there's a lot of complicated layers.
There's so many layers.
Right?
I don't even know if I'm qualified to talk
exactly.
About
well,
it, to
I
be
don't,
honest.
I don't know if any of us
Unfortunately,
are.
It's the top story
right.
of the day, so I got to say something. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome back. I hope your Friday night is off to a great start. The weather was amazing today. I definitely embrace that. Did you get out at all, PJ?
I did. And I couldn't believe it was like above 60. It was ridiculous.
Same. Usually when it's cold, I dread walking my dog. But today we went a little extra further, which was probably a good thing because my dog's overweight and needs to lose like 2 to 3 pounds, which is a lot when you only weigh 17.
Right. I had the windows down in the truck. I had the music on. It was nice.
I know. I walked outside like, oh, stay like this
forever,
please?
Yeah, well, there's
please?
Snow tomorrow morning. There's that.
There is that. It's that time of year where it's just a roller coaster. You really can't keep up. My parents were in town visiting from Seattle, and I'm like, you're probably going to get all four seasons during
It's going to be crazy. 60, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's now saying it's not going to snow.
Speaking of weather, it's usually a little bit nicer in Florida this time of year where spring training is underway. Pitchers and catchers reported, and full squad workouts are about to begin for many teams. But there's one player, Bryce Harper, who still hasn't signed, one of the blockbuster free agents. Manny Machado and Bryce Harper still don't have homes for the 2019 season. A lot of speculation, obviously, Machado being linked to the White Sox, Yankees. I think he might sign with the Padres this weekend. And I think once Machado signs, that's going to really speed things up for Bryce Harper to sign. And Harper recently, well, I believe it was on Instagram or was it Twitter? He kind of, he had a message, and it was to Rhys Hoskins, who plays for the Phillies, which is a team that Bryce has potentially been linked to.
Potentially.
And he seems excited. I mean, if you look into it, if you read into it, it almost seemed like they were teammates.
Yeah, maybe. We're going to exactly read what Bryce Harper, or describe, I guess. I tweeted it out at WrestleMania621 just so everybody could look at it. I didn't search Rhys Hoskins Twitter or Instagram or whatever. People put it up, and people brought it to my attention. First, I want to apologize for being late. Earl Forsey and I were breaking
things.
I
just get a round of applause for how well I filled in there? I didn't even call you out. They might not have even known.
I appreciate it.
Like a good co-host, I just stepped in.
She is the best.
Wouldn't you agree? Nobody would have known,
yes,
Chris, that
absolutely.
You were gone. I just... seamlessly.
Yeah, you can go. Her and I will take over. We'll finish
right
out the show.
You mean I can go home? Yeah. I can like have a beer or two on a Friday night? Like, and be
well,
a
you
human
can't
band?
Have that.
That's true, I can't. Well, then, wait a second. They make very low carb beer, right? I mean, I'm not
perhaps
supposed to have. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Just have vodka or something.
Yeah, right. Bud Light doesn't use, what is it,
sugar,
fructose
gluten?
No. What was their big Super Bowl thing? I forgot already.
I have no idea.
I'm not really into beer, so I don't pay attention.
Their big Super Bowl ad was that they don't use some sort of like ingredient that I forgot the ingredient already. It was something basically like that could turn into sugar, essentially. I forgot what it is. Dextrose or something like that.
Corn syrup?
Corn syrup. There you go. Which I think is dextrose or whatever. Anyway.
Let's get to Bryce Harper because...
yes.
You're the one who found the tweet,
yes,
and I think it's very interesting.
Yes. By the way, Earl Forsey is coming up on TV tonight, so just go check him out as well. He's always a good guy, and he's working hard for us here at the radio station, so make sure you check him out. He's a good dude for us here, and I always like to support our guys. So Bryce Harper did this to Reese Hoskins. Again, it looks like an Instagram thing. Reese Hoskins is walking out with his bat, his glove, in Clearwater, Florida. It's titled Clearwater, Florida, and clearly you can see he's walking out to the Philly spring training field, right? And he says, "Miss this walk to work," with a palm tree kind of emoji. So right at the very top of the comments, Bryce Harper, who you can see from his official Instagram handle, which is also essentially the same as his Twitter handle, he likes it and then puts up one of those hang loose, I guess, type emojis. I don't know how to describe the hang loose, you know, the thumb and the pinky finger,
yeah,
kind of spread out, right? It's like Hawaiian hang loose kind of thing, right? Like
back in the day.
Yeah, right?
Darius Geis uses that emoji a lot.
Okay. And it says, "Suh." S-U-H-H-H-H.
It's like, what's up?
Right. Kid. Like,
kid.
Like, what's up, kid? Like, I like your Instagram post. What's up, kid? I'm responding to... now, people are going to automatically connect
the
dots.
Everything he does is in a fishbowl at this point. Right?
People are going to connect the dots, especially when you consider...
but Bryce is not stupid. He knows everybody is going to connect the dots, so he's playing along just as well. He knows what he's doing.
Bryce likes to play poker.
I've covered him long enough to know that he may be young, but he is very smart when it comes to the media. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And his wife posted a picture yesterday of them on like a charter jet, and it got everybody up in a lather. And she had to then say, "Oh, guys, it was taken 2 months ago." Because everybody thought they were flying potentially
to go meet with another team.
Well, no, to their new
home,
like the spring training home or the facility of whatever team they chose, right? And I did add to this, in all fairness, and I said, you know, I had...
but why would she even do that?
Well, because she was talking about Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Right? And she was like, "Oh, this is how we normally look
right
at each other, you know,
My PJ, meaning
right,
private jet on Valentine's
right
Day.
You know, from what I...
can't think of a better way to spend
right
it.
From what I gather from talking to my sources, okay, who have helped me out through this process, right? And they have gotten a lot of things right here, so I want to, you know, just point that out. Because I know there's a lot of people that don't necessarily believe everything that I do, and they think that I'm just trying to make people miserable and trying to do this for craps and giggles because
well,
I have nothing better to do.
Well, the majority of the time you are. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? But, okay.
I tease.
From what I can gather, from talking to my sources, okay, I think the Nationals still have a chance here at being the team if they jumped in at the very last moment with a last-second offer.
Are they allowed to still match with a last-second offer?
That's what I was led to believe. Now, what I believe and what I heard was that Bryce had made a decision. Now, what that decision was, what
maybe
team...
Maybe that tweet of the pic of them on a plane was something.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know what team he chose, right? Nobody knows that. Nobody else seems to be reporting that he's made a decision, okay? Now, here's the bottom line. He could have made a decision, and then they're ironing out the contract, which could take a couple of days, right? There's lawyers involved on both sides, Boris's side, and as well the new team side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, what could have happened, and what I think may have happened, is that they started to tell at least one of the teams that he was not going to them, hey, we've made a decision to go with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then that team that is now eliminated jumps up their offer and gets aggressive at the last second. Now, is that team the Nationals? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that would be pretty typical of the Nationals for 92-year-old Ted Lerner to jump in there at the last second when he doesn't think Bryce Harper is officially coming back. All right, we're going to get into this more on the other side. And Max Scherzer had some really interesting comments yesterday at spring training about baseball free agency. Absolutely. Are you are you into Nationals spring training? Are you fired up for baseball, right?
I love baseball. I came from a baseball family.
I know you are. That's what I'm saying. I mean, pitchers and catchers are reporting. I'm like, I'd like Bryce and Manny to sign, but I'm feeling it. Like, I'm much more into it than college basketball, I tell you that, and the NBA. Whew, man, I'm excited. All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So we'll talk about Harper. We'll talk about all the issues with that and Max Scherzer. That's still to come. If you want to talk Nats, Harper, and all of that, hop on the horns. 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.